With all the risks out there, how do you create a secure retirement?
This is Retirement Revealed, where Jeremy Kyle and his guests guide you towards making smarter retirement, investment, and tax planning decisions.
Welcome to Retirement Revealed. I'm your host, Jeremy Kyle, and we're here to turn your retirement savings into retirement income. Today, I'm talking about how to create a secure retirement. I was talking to one of our previous guests. I think it was either David Blanchett or it might have been Marcia Mantel, but they mentioned this retirement risk chart, which I was not aware of, and I just had to go look into it, found a report from the Society of Actuaries, read all 36 pages, and here I am sharing it with you of what are the big risks. They identify 13 different risks to your retirement and what you can do to manage those risks that are out there. Want to first, before we get to that, thank you for all the questions you've been sending in lately. We've been getting a few every week here. So if you'd like to send me a question, go to retirement-revealed.com, click on Ask Jeremy a Question, or if you're on the Mystery Retirement YouTube channel, just comment in the video there in the comments, and I will be answering your question right away and using it later on for a Q&A to help everyone else get the most out of their retirement. So I've got the report here. It's called Managing Post-Retirement Risk Strategies for Secure Retirement from the Society of Actuaries. Now, I love the Society of Actuaries for their longevityillustrator.org website, so go check that out. But what's interesting here, this retirement risk chart, they came out with this a couple years ago, but it's the fourth edition looking here, and it's originally published in 2003. So they've spent 20 years monitoring and doing reports on the different risks that are out there. And I've got the retirement risk chart, and they break it down in a few different areas: the economic risks, the personal planning risks, and the unexpected, unpredictable events that are out there. I won't get to all 13, but just want to talk through what are these big risks out there in retirement, and what can you do to help mitigate those risks? So looking at the economic risks, which is interesting because they put that first, and yet the economic risks are things you cannot control. I like that they put it first because typically when I'm talking to people, they feel as if it's the economy and what's going on in the stock market that has the biggest effect to their retirement, because that's maybe a big worry that's out there. So they list inflation, interest rates, the financial markets as some of the economic risks. When it comes to personal planning considerations, they've got a few things, but longevity is one that is number one and top of their list. We've talked about that before. And when it comes to what they call unexpected risks, they put public policy changes and significant healthcare needs. I don't know if I'd call that unexpected. They use another term called unpredictable, where the idea of how do taxes change and what might you need later on for healthcare are a big deal. So let's go through these and see what they have to say, see what I think might be some good options on here. Now, when it comes to inflation, I do love that they put inflation number one in the economic risk, because it's your spending in retirement that you're trying to do. You're trying to have a great lifestyle, trying to live in retirement, and between your Social Security, perhaps your pension, your investments, you're trying to buy things to have some fun. And of course, the longer you live and the more prices go up, the tougher it is to make that happen. Of course, they use a great term called losing purchasing power on there. And it's quite interesting because when it comes to inflation, and they also put longevity later on with personal planning as the top personal planning risk. Those two really combine together, because if things are costing more over time and you live a long amount of time, then it gives you more time for prices to go up and more time for, they use some great words here called losing your purchasing power, where maybe you had $100 today and down the road, that $100 just doesn't buy as much as it did before. So they give a bit of background and also some great ways to manage risk. I'm going to put all this in the show notes for you. But what they talk about managing the risks on inflation, it says optimize inflation-protected sources of income. And of course, you might think of things like gold or maybe TIPS, treasury inflation protected securities, I-bonds, things like that. But I wrote an article a few years back, is right before inflation really kicked off. It was for thestreet.com. So I'm gonna make a note here and put that article in there as well too. But my suggestion, the number one way to keep up with inflation is to try to get the most out of Social Security. Social Security is designed to grow with inflation. So if inflation is a risk, is that something that's worrying you, do what you can to increase your Social Security. Oftentimes that means you are waiting on your Social Security. And of course, if you're in a couple, you don't have to both wait on your Social Security. Being the person with the higher dollar amount in Social Security, that's one that will last longer, will help the surviving spouse. That's the one you need to focus on to help you grow your income with inflation. And of course, too, with Social Security, that matches the big risk that retirees are worried about, that the Society of Actuaries see in the world of personal planning considerations, which is longevity. Because the longer you live, the longer Social Security will be around with you. So I'm going to tell you more about that in an article. You can read that that I wrote for thestreet.com saying inflation is your number one, or sorry, it's Social Security is your number one investment if you're worried about inflation. Now, interesting thing here too, this idea of interest rates is a big worry in retirement. And I think the big worry had a lot to do with back in 2007, 2008, where at the beginning of 2007, you could get CDs at 5% or so. You could get money markets at 5% or so. And then the big financial crisis happened and those interest rates dropped to basically zero, pretty close to zero. There was a huge drop, maybe even a 90% drop in interest rates from 5% down to 0.5%, below 1 percentage point in there. I've spent about 10 or 12 or 13 years hearing people say, man, if I could just get 5% again, I would just be really happy. Well, guess what happened in 2023 and now it's still in 2024 is that you can get 5% again. And if you are somebody that's interested in getting that 5% interest rate, you might want to consider locking in your interest at a longer time frame. Yes, it's great that you can get 5% in your money markets and high yield savings accounts. But if you can remember just even 18 months ago when you couldn't do that, and 5 years ago, 10 years ago, where you say, I wish I could get 5%. Well, right now you can get 5% if you lock in some CDs in the 1 year, 2 year, perhaps even the 3 year time frame if you're looking around or maybe making use of a specific type of account called a multi-year guarantee annuity, something to look into. And also too, if you're worried about inflation and interest rates combined, take a look at the I-bonds that you can buy in April of 2024, as I'm recording this, at 1.3% fixed rate above inflation. So you can buy these I-bonds and be guaranteed to get above inflation. And you're probably listening to this after April, so check those rates, but they probably aren't terribly too different right now, at least in May or June of 2024, where that could be a combo to help you combat those big risks in the economy on inflation and interest rates. And I talked about here the idea of, if you're worried about how long might you live and how do I make sure I have enough money in retirement, getting more out of Social Security by oftentimes delaying your Social Security is a great way to do that. Now, it's interesting, these ideas of the unexpected, unpredictable events when it comes to what if your taxes change and what if you need healthcare costs. I'm going to talk about in a later episode about a lot of people are underspending in retirement. And the reason you might be underspending in retirement, might be holding on to some of your investments, is that you are worried about what if I need money in case of healthcare costs, in case of long-term care costs. So going through what the Society of Actuaries suggests when it comes to the idea of the healthcare needs, typically these healthcare needs are, you know, what if I get sick? What if I live a long time and end up in a nursing home, end up needing a lot of money for care right there, there's really two ways to go about that. One way is just to hold on to hundreds of thousands of dollars of your own investments so that you aren't spending it and you're just holding on to it for later on in life. Or if that's a concern and you say, I want to have money just in case I need the long-term care, well, one way to help out with that is a long-term care insurance. So yes, there is a risk that you might need the long-term care. You might need money to help pay for your care because your health did not go as well as you hoped it would. But there's also a risk that you saved all the money, like a lot of people are doing, and never spent it on the healthcare situation you thought you might happen. And whenever the word risk shows up, there's another word you should think about, which is insurance. If you are concerned about long-term care costs, you ought to explore long-term care insurance. And I'm not saying that you have to buy long-term care insurance, but I think you ought to explore it and ought to have a plan for your long-term care costs. But it's not just about the costs. It's what do you want to have happen? Are you expecting your kids to take care of you? I hope you go out and tell them. Are you expecting to maybe sell the house and move to a place that's closer to the kids? You know, maybe start looking into those things ahead of time when you've got a better ability, a little bit more in your brain and a little bit too in your body to go research and get ready for those things. And I'm going to finish up here talking about this risk, this idea of the changes in taxation. It certainly seems like taxes change all the time. I've been a financial advisor for 20 years. And what's interesting about that is virtually the whole time I've been hearing taxes are going up. Taxes have never been lower. And what happened in 2018? Taxes went down. So there's no, you can never say never. But most people think that taxes are going up. Although I have seen that taxes went down from 2017 to 2018. So you ought to plan for what is likely to happen over time. And you can plan for before and after different situations in your life, like before and after retiring, taking Social Security, required minimum distributions. These are times where you can say the big goal. I was talking to the Wisconsin Institute of CPAs recently, and I said, let me know if I'm saying this correct. You all as CPAs can correct me if I'm wrong. But the goal with taxes is to pay taxes when they're low and to avoid the taxes when they're high. Am I correct there? And they said, yes, I was correct. And when it comes to retirement, you have so much flexibility, so much freedom, so much control over how you go about paying your taxes. So yes, you have no control over whether the government is going to increase or decrease taxes, but you have control over which accounts you take your money from. You have control over whether you pay taxes today by doing a Roth conversion so that later on, those taxes, that money comes out tax-free. Explore that control that you have. Plan out all the different options that you have to take the control, pay taxes when you want to. That's a great way to mitigate that big risk of taxes changing around. Now, if you'd like more ideas on how to avoid big retirement mistakes, go ahead, click that subscribe button on your podcast player or in YouTube. Thank you for listening to the Retirement Revealed podcast. We believe if you know more about your money, you will feel better about your money and you will make better money decisions.
This was another great episode of the Retirement Revealed podcast. Click on the subscribe button below to automatically get our latest episodes. If you liked our show and want even more, please give us a rating and a review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Please go to retirement-revealed.com to learn more and send us your questions and feedback. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guests and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Kyle Financial Partners, Thrivent, or its affiliates. The guests are not affiliated with or endorsed by Thrivent Advisor Network. Kyle Financial Partners does not provide legal, accounting, or tax advice. Consult your attorney or tax professional. Representatives have general knowledge of the Social Security tenets. For details on your situation, contact the Social Security Administration. Kyle Financial Partners is part of the Thrivent Advisor Network, a registered investment advisor. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have with your investment planning. Advisory Persons of Thrivent provide advisory services under a doing business as name or may have their own legal business entities. However, advisory services are engaged exclusively through Thrivent Advisor Network, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Kyle Financial Partners and Thrivent Advisor Network, LLC, are not affiliated companies. Information in this message is for the intended recipients only. Please visit our website, www.kylefp.com, for important disclosures.